We are joined right now by a linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. He had four tackles and a pass defended in Sunday's win over the Colts. 65 tackles, two quarterback hits, a couple of fumble recoveries, two passes defended, and a half sack this season. He led the team with 139 tackles and 11 tackles for a loss last season. Two-time national champion at Alabama, 22nd pick overall in 2018. The Titans are 8-3. They're in first in the AFC South, and they've got a big one coming up Sunday, hosting Cleveland, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Rashawn Evans is my guest. Rashawn, great to have you back. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Glad to be back.
It's always good to have you on the show. All right, so I know you're already thinking about and focused on Cleveland Sunday, but if you could, can you take me back to the win over the Colts on Sunday? Indy is a tough physical football team, and you guys hammered them in their own house. Do you feel like you made a statement against a good team? And if so, what was the statement?
Yeah, I mean, I still got to give kudos to the Colts, man. I mean, you know, being able to go against a really good team like that, you know, two times a year, it is one of those things where, you know, you're going to lose some guys at the end of that type of game, man. I told even reporters before the week was even going to start, it's going to be a slugfest, it's going to be a bloodbath. Just a simple fact of the physicality on both sides of the team, man. And, you know, that's exactly what happened that game, man. It was a really good game being able to play against, you know, guys on the other side of that field, man, who are really good at what they do. And, you know, the big thing was, you know, the team was able to come out with a win, and we were able to come out and, you know, get ready for this week coming up.
Rashawn Evans joining us. Physicality is always a topic when you and I talk. In fact, you and I talked at the Super Bowl earlier this year. You yourself bring tremendous physicality every time you step on the field. At the same time, your offense does as well. So how much does the offense feed off the physicality of the defense? And then how much do you feed off the physicality of your offense?
I mean, it's hand to hand, man. I think, you know, whenever you get your defense going, you get that rhythm, you get that momentum, as we like to call it, it feeds off to the rest of the team. Not only does it feed off to the offense, it feeds off to the special teams players as well. So, I mean, both sides go hand in hand. You know, even when the offense, when Derrick Henry goes and stiffs on a guy to the sideline, to the stands, you know, we get hyped about that. So, you know, it's one of those things where both sides are just as important, man, when it comes to rhythm and momentum, because it can change the dynamics of a game.
Rashawn Evans joining us. All right, so in terms of the physicality, that's one thing, but you also have, like, a mentality. There's a mindset. Something else that's been pretty noticeable the last couple of games is that before each game, there seems to be a pregame meeting on first the Ravens logo, then on the Colts logo. Personally, I love it, man. I think it's a statement of attitude, unless you're going to tell me that it's just a big old coinky-dink. What's going on here? Is this a statement you're trying to make, or is this just a coincidence?
Well, you know, even with, you know, the Jim Harbaugh situation where we was on the logo and stuff, that is something that we do anyway. You know, that we've been doing this since I've been here. And, you know, it's just one of those situations where, you know, I still got to give respect to the Ravens. You know, they have a lot of pride in the organization, as they should. And, you know, they didn't really like what we were doing. We did the same things, you know, really in 2018 where, you know, it was a situation with the Cowboys. We were on the star, and one of the players came over, pushed KB or whatever. So, you know, I mean, we know teams are going to have a bad reaction, but, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, at the same time, we're still going to operate in our business, do our business, and win games. And, you know, sometimes it may ruffle a couple feathers over there on the other side, but, you know, at the end of the day, we come there to handle business.
I appreciate that response. I mean, what we're talking about here is just you're looking for an edge, right? You're looking to impose your will. It's mental warfare. Am I right?
No doubt it's mental warfare. And, you know, whenever you get your opponents already, you know, upset before the game even starts, you've already, you know, started out on the good ride. So, I mean, for us, all we can worry about is us and what we do. And, you know, whatever else happens after that, you know, the only thing we're worried about is a W.
We're talking to Rashawn Evans. You know, in terms of mental warfare, you and Will Compton were talking about how the coaches used to get on you pretty hard in meetings when you were a rookie.
Yeah.
I'm curious, like, what was that like? And then how much did you learn from that part of the mental warfare, as Compton liked to call it?
I think it was a beautiful thing, man, because of it allows you as a player, as a young player, to, you know, kind of learn how to take criticism, take coaching, take sarcasm, take all of those things into account. And to understand that, you know, this is like your development going into, you know, going into a new, totally different type of atmosphere compared to college. And for me, I feel like it helped me a lot because it helped me to not be so hard on myself, to be even more patient, to be understanding and not take things so seriously. You know what I'm saying? Not take it to heart. A lot of these things that, you know, some of the people may be saying to you, it might not be so much about them trying to be mean. It might be simply about them trying to get you actually really good, criticism about some things you could change or be better at, or, you know, and that you can do. So, you know, I took all of that into account for me and my own experience, and I feel like it's made me the player that I am today, man. I'm able to go out there, have fun doing what I'm doing, man, regardless of what's going on. So, you know, I think that's kind of what I've taken out of that whole situation.
I like it. Rashawn Evans joining me for another few moments. Now, my guy and your friend, Jaylen Brown, is going to miss the rest of the season with that elbow injury. Yeah, man, how big of a blow is that for the team, and how do you go about replacing him?
Yeah, I mean, guy has the ability to, you know, change games, I feel like. You know, he's a playmaker, and, you know, whenever you lose a guy like that, it does hurt. And, you know, it's one of those things where it was kind of an accident that happened. You know, it was nothing really that, you know, I feel like it could have got prevented, just the simple way of how the guy blocked Jaylen and the way he came up under him after the play. But, you know, it's one of those things, that's what happens in the NFL, man. You're 100% guaranteed that it's going to be some type of injury, whether it's, you know, a season ending or if it's something that's just temporary. But, you know, I'm pretty sure Jaylen is in good spirits. I had the chance to talk to him maybe for, you know, a couple of days and just getting kind of where his head is at. So, but I think he's going to be just fine, man. And then just with that back on to, you know, the type of guy we're losing, you know, you got an opportunity for other guys to be able to come in and, you know, show their stuff. You know, you got David Long, you got Will. And those guys are going to be able to, you know, pick up where we left off with Jaylen. And, you know, it's like they always say in the NFL, man, it's next man up. So, you know, I'm excited to see and you know, have alongside me, you know, David and Will, so we can go out there and get a win.
Rashawn Evans joining us. All right, so you've got the Browns on Sunday. What is the key to stopping their offense?
Yeah, I think their heavy-sided part about them and what they're really good at, man, they got two really good running backs. They got Chubb, they got Hunt back there, and both of those guys are on the verge of going for 1,000 yards apiece. So, I mean, those guys, I've seen multiple videos of those guys running through, you know, every arm tackle, every single tackle that they've had, they've been able to run through it and get yards after the tackle. So, you know, the number one thing is our tackling, making sure we wrap up, making sure we do all those little things. And, you know, trying to get Baker a hard time, you know, that's the number one thing, too, you know, going against these quarterbacks, because these quarterbacks are getting better and better each and every year. They're changing formations, they're doing things to try to get linebackers to, you know, get their eyes wandering in places they're not supposed to be. So we just got to be sound and be, you know, make sure that we communicate really well amongst each other on, you know, things that they may be trying to trick us on. And, you know, once we do those things, I feel like we'll be fine.
Hey, Rashawn, one quick follow to that. I think that obviously you got a monster in your backfield. I love your guy. I think Kareem Hunt in space obviously is a real problem for a lot of teams. Mm-hmm. I think Chubb, you tell me I'm wrong. I think Chubb is a top five back, far and away.
Oh, no
I mean,
doubt.
Maybe I'm not saying something that isn't obvious, but I really think this guy's a top five NFL back. Do you?
I actually, yeah, I feel the same way, man. You know, me being coming from the SEC, I saw this guy before he even went to the league. I saw him at Georgia with the things he was doing with him, his son, and Michelle. You know, the guy has the ability to wreck your defense with his feet. And, you know, he's a really stocky, you know, built guy that can, you know, run through tackles. So for us, we just got to make sure we sound on tackling, man. And, you know, I think everything else would be fine.
Rashawn Evans, my guest. This is why I look forward to getting in and chopping it up with you any chance I can. Rashawn, thank you so much. Another great, great interview for the program. And I thank you for doing it, man. Be good. Good luck.
Man, no doubt, man. I appreciate you always having me on here.
Appreciate you. And I appreciate what you do for my show. Rashawn Evans always shows up like that. I love, love, love watching him play and love talking to him. Titans with another big one. Cleveland at Tennessee is an enormous game. I love this game. Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS.